Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Spent 4th of July week with my parents. Mm-hmm. They come down. They make the annual trip down for my dad's birthday and for the holiday week. So that's always fun. And it's always a reminder, too, of things from youth that you kind of forget about, you know, things like from home and some of the rules and regulations that really are based in nothing except for your parenthood and your upbringing. Mm-hmm. Like in our house, you were never allowed to have the same meal for dinner two nights in a row. And to have it twice in the same week was even a challenge.
Really?
So,
why?
I don't know.
Like if you had spaghetti night on Monday, definitely couldn't have it on Tuesday.
No, and even Wednesday or Thursday was a stretch.
Really?
And no, yeah. There were no leftovers in your family?
Sure, but they couldn't be consumed on the following day.
So you had to wait a week to eat leftovers?
No, a day.
If you had dinner with spaghetti on Tuesday, could you have it for lunch on Wednesday? Or did the meals have to be congruent?
I think you could go dinner to lunch.
Yeah.
But like I would know that like if we had burgers, let's say, on Tuesday night, and then I came home from school and my mom said, "What do you feel like for dinner?" And I suggested burgers, her response would be, "We just had those last night."
Really?
So even if I'm so
do you adopt those as an adult?
Yeah.
Like you do.
And I realize and I've started to break it because I'm kind of like foodie Rain Man-ish. Like I go on little streaks of where I just like get a craving for, I don't know, pick it.
Thai food.
Yeah. So for 1 week, I'll have Thai food every other day for the whole week and then I'll be done with it. Like mm-hmm. It's out of my system. You know what I mean?
But it has to be every other day.
Or every day. Like it doesn't matter. Like that's
does it still make you feel guilty that
yes.
you had Thai for dinner on Monday night and
yes.
you had it for
it's
Tuesday?
My initial reaction.
Really?
If, let's say last night I went to Mellow Mushroom for dinner, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I was going out to dinner with one of you guys tonight and I said, "Where do you want to go?" And you said, "How about the Mellow Mushroom right near your house?" My first response would be, "Well, I just went there last night." Now, even though you can go to Mellow Mushroom and you can get a sandwich mm-hmm. and a pizza, like
totally different.
Just the fact that it's in the same genre. So that was one. That was a rule. It was cause for celebration if you had breakfast for dinner.
Oh yeah, that was that way. That's awesome.
Yep.
Unheard of.
It was like
an omelet
thing.
Or something for dinner. Cereal,
pancakes,
special treatment. Yes,
for dinner,
scrambled eggs.
Because it was out of time. See,
yes.
Those were breakfast foods that are and consumed before you go to school.
But
they had it for dinner.
Yes.
It's like
at the Hobby
this
House,
is awesome.
We called it breakfast dinner.
Unheard of.
So fun.
I've actually heard it called Brenner.
Brenner.
That's good.
Right. Then there was when I was growing up, I was always dinner was when my dad got home, which was right about 5 o'clock. So we'd eat at 5 every day. And then sometime between 5 o'clock and bedtime, I was allowed to have a snack. And I could go to the kitchen and I could pick it. And it could be like a bowl of chips. It could be like a couple of cookies. It could be a brownie with ice cream. It could be a big deal was like an ice cream float, you know, like or an ice cream cone or something. Like I was allowed to have one snack in the evening. To this day, I still will only eat once between dinner and bed. It's not like an intentional thing.
It's just the rule.
Just translate.
But like if I am sitting
you probably couldn't sleep well if you didn't have your snacky.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Snacky and then his head rub.
Yeah. But it's like
it's a little comfort.
It's put down.
And that was just a childhood, whatever you call it. Like that was the rule.
Uh-huh.
So like if I went, it's 6:30 or 7 o'clock and had a couple of cookies out of the kitchen cabinet. And then at 9 o'clock, Jessica came into the room with like a bowl of popcorn and said, "Do you want some?" I've already had my snack.
It still bugs me to this day is that we were not allowed to get phone calls after 9 o'clock. And this was all the way through.
Amen.
So you were not allowed, and it was like big time trouble. Like I would get in trouble if one of my friends mm-hmm. called me after 9 o'clock. It didn't make sense to me because I'm like, I'm not the one dialing the phone. But it was big time trouble if somebody called. So even now, even
you
today,
feel anxiety?
At 33 years old, if somebody calls me after 9 o'clock, I'm like, what the hell are they doing?
I'm the same way.
Who calls anybody after 9 o'clock at night? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm turning into my parents.
I agree with that rule.
I like that rule though. I mean, I don't, because
don't call me after nine.
Don't call me at night because guess what? I have a life, so let's not interrupt it.
I actually got into an argument with my mom over one when they were up.
Okay.
Because we were in the car and it was hot. We had the heat wave or whatever, so I had the air conditioner on. And my parents are anti-air conditioner. My mom especially. It needs to be fresh air. But it's 100 degrees out. So she's like, I can't believe you have the air conditioner on. We can't open the windows. I'm like, open the window if you want. She, well, you're running the air conditioner. And this is in the car. Like, this is not, like, what are you trying to do? Heat the whole neighborhood? This is in the car. And I'm like, well, open the window for fresh air. Well, I can't open the window when the air conditioner's on. And then, for whatever reason, I was at the point where I was like, well, why not? Well, you just don't. You don't. Why would you run the air conditioner and open
my
the window of the car?
My parents were the same way.
I'm like, well, explain it to me.
You turned it into your 8-year-old self right there.
Yeah. Explain to me the logic of not running the air conditioner when and opening the window at the same time. So then I really tripped him out because Jessica has a convertible.
Oh boy.
So I put the top down and cranked up the air conditioner. I'm like, yeah, what are you going to do about this?
They won't visit for the next year and a half.
Right. Yeah. Breaking the laws. This is not the son we raised.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.